The following is a class on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text number 33, given by His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami, recorded on 3rd December of 1982 in Mumbai, India.
Gopi jana bala bhai bala dhari Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
ज्ञानातिमनन्दस्य गणञ्जनाशलक्य चक्षुर्मन्थनेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोव्यस्तम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयाम् ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् पर श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यनन्द जायद्वैतगदादर्शवशति गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे तदा संहत्य च न्योन्यम् भगवच्चक्तिचोदिता Sat asatvam upadaya chuvayam sasrajurhi yadha. So, it is being described that the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. And this is a significant point, as stated in the purport. Therefore, the chief engineer of the material creation is the Lord Himself. So, the material creation has not come into existence on its own. But there is a hand behind it, and that is the hand of the Supreme Lord. And this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyete Sa Chara Charam, that this material manifestation, Prakriti, is working under my direction. So this same point is being confirmed over here, that the Supreme Lord is the director, and the material manifestation it comes into existence because of his touch. In the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gives the example of a father injecting the child into the womb of the mother. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, he also injects, but his process of injection is not physical. His process of injection is, he just glances over it. By his glancing, it comes into existence. Just like there may be a flower with a beautiful fragrance. How do you touch the fragrance? You touch the fragrance of the flower just by smelling the flower. So just like that, the Supreme Lord just glances over this material manifestation and this Prakriti comes into existence. So those who are fond of knowledge, they think that the creation has come into existence on its own. But in reality, as the revealed scriptures confirm, the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. And one who understands that the Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes, he also understands then it means that the Supreme Lord is a real enjoyer. Then he also understands that the Supreme Lord is a real well-wisher of everyone. Krishna consciousness means understanding. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Krishna is the real proprietor and enjoyer, and Krishna is the well-wisher. This is the problem in society today. We do not recognize that the Supreme Lord is a real well-wisher. So the Supreme Lord is a well-wisher, and the material nature is working under His direction. And the material nature is working under His direction in which the living entities are all taking birth according to the karma that they perform. There is a theory, there is a principle which explains the basis of the transmigration that takes place from one body to another. This principle of transmigration is explained by Lord Kapila to his mother Devahuti. Karmana deva netvena jantu deho papataye sriya pravishtu dharam pumso reta khanashraya. Lord Kapila explains to his mother, Karmana deva netvena, according to the karma, that the living entity performs. One is transmigrated into different species of bodies. There are varieties of bodies that one can choose from. Jalajavanava lakshani sthava lakshani vimshati krimaya rudra sankhyaka paksham dasa lakshani trimsha lakshani pashuva chatur lakshani manusha. There are varieties of forms that one can choose from. They can be both in these species that live in water. These total nearly 9 lakhs. Then one can take birth in species that live on land but are unable to move, like the trees and the plants. Those number nearly 20 lakhs. Then there are those that belong to the insect category. That number nearly 11 lakhs. Then there are those that belong to the bird category. That number nearly 10 lakhs. Then there are those that belong to the animal category. That number 30 lakhs. And finally, there are those that belong to the human category, and those number nearly 4 lakhs. So there are 84 lakhs species. And according to the karma, the activities that one performs, one obtains a body accordingly. So the human form of life is meant for perfection. But what is this perfection? Prahlad Maharaj claims that people do not know what perfection is. He says, Nati vidum swartha gatim he Vishnu. That people do not know what is real perfection. People do not know that the basis of happiness is recognizing Krishna to be the enjoyer, the proprietor and the well-wisher. Instead, the living entities are made to believe that some type of material arrangement is the solution. And a life independent of God can be a real success. Actually, being independent of the worship of Radha and Krishna is as good as swallowing poison. This is confirmed by the great devotee poet Narottam Das Thakur, who prays, Hari Hari Bhivle Janma Gunainu Manushya Janma Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajya Janya Shunya Bhisha Khainu. Having obtained this human form of life, I have not worshipped Radha and Krishna. And because I have not worshipped Radha and Krishna in this human form of life, this is as good as swallowing poison. And the Ishapanishad says that one who doesn't engage in spiritual culture is actually a killer of the soul. So one who doesn't engage in spiritual culture actually is a criminal, because he is killing the soul. One who engages in materialistic life, actually, he is a great sinner. He is killing the soul. He is preventing the soul from realizing its natural happiness, which can be realized only if one takes to a spiritual path. So, the Vedic scriptures clearly confirm Ekala Ishvara Krishna Asabhitaya. That Krishna is the only proprietor, enjoyer, and all others are meant to serve Him. And when the living entity develops the desire to enjoy independent of Krishna, or like Krishna, he is at once thrust down into this material prakriti, into this material world. Krishna bhain mukahana bhoga vancha kare nikatastha maya tare chapatya dhare. The moment the living entity develops the desire to bhoga, to enjoy like Krishna, he at once has to descend to this material world where he has to experience nothing but misery. So, the devotees of the Lord, they are convinced about one thing. They are convinced that except through the medium of devotional service to Krishna, the living entity can never be happy. This is the big illusion in society today, that the living entity can become happy by enjoying independent of Krishna. Even in a country like India, where the Vedic culture had its roots, the large-scale propaganda today is that there is no need for keeping God in the center. The government is spending money like water to provide bodily identification. Just like in Delhi, they're presently having what they call the Asian Games. And the government has spent, believe it or not, over 1600 crores on that project. What is the result? 1600 crores for the Asian Games. And what are these games? They're just increasing the bodily identification. They are just making one realize that the goal of life is just to forget the Lord. The goal of life is just to give pleasure to the senses in the name of bringing prestige to the country, in the name of making the country more beautiful, in the name of promoting sports in the country. They have spent 1600 crores for those games. And with the same amount of money, the government could easily have built 1600 temples around India, something like the Hare Krishna land in Bombay. This temple costed a little over a crore at that time. So maybe due to inflation now, it will cost a lot more, but still, they could easily have constructed 1,000 temples like these. And what are these temples? These temples are, as the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, spiritual hospitals. Just like when one is sick, he goes to a hospital or he goes to a doctor to get cured. Similarly, the materials are sick. This society is sick because the whole basis of the society is bodily identification. And if they are these temples, if they are these spiritual doctors who are actively distributing this medicine, then the living entity can be saved. What does it mean to save the living entity? We often use this word, save, save, save. What does it mean to save? Saving means changing one's vision, changing one's concept. Instead of one thinking about the principle of fulfilling the senses at the moment, one thinks about the principle of eternity. The principle of eternity recognizes that this body is just a covering. The real identity is a soul. The soul is eternal part and parcel of the Lord. Mame vamsa jiva loka jiva bhuta sanatana. And it will always eternally remain a part and parcel of the Lord. And hence, the natural position of the living entity is to engage in devotional service because one's life is eternal. So the vision of eternity is totally lacking in society. This knowledge is not being advocated in schools, colleges, or at any level at all. Prabhupada used to say that even in India, till about 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they used to have their stories about Rama, Krishna in schools. But now, under the guise of secularism, this has been totally stopped. Secularism in reality has become atheism. Because secularism means, according to the present day understanding of the so-called blind leaders, you leave everyone to their own. But the responsibility of the leader is that he protects the people. Protection means not just spending $3 or $4 billion a day on buying armaments. Protection means guiding the living entity on the spiritual path so that the living entity can be saved from the cycle of birth and death. So this is what it means to save the conditioned living entity. To change his vision. To change his vision from the principle of bodily satisfaction to the principle of eternity. And when we have the vision that we are eternal and eternal part and parcel of the Lord, then the desire to engage in a different set of activities also automatically develops. So the devotees of the Lord are very anxious to save the conditioned souls. This is their anxiety. This should not be forgotten. This point is stressed again and again and again. Somebody may say this is the same record that we heard a few months ago, or the same record that we heard a few weeks ago. Yes, our record is the same. We play the same record again and again, but we just change the words of the record. We just change the presentation. But our record is the same. Just like if you analyze the Bhagavad Gita, you will see that Lord Krishna is talking the same point throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita. Throughout the whole Bhagavatam, the same point is being made. Therefore, Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita that repetition is necessary in order to drive a point home. So this repetition is necessary. So the same point has to be made again and again. That is, a real business, a real anxiety, a real concern is to save the living entities by giving them this Krishna consciousness. So this should be our anxiety, this should be a concern, this should be a real meditation. It is not that a devotee doesn't meditate. Amrish Maharaj was meditating, but Amrish Maharaj's meditation was, he was to understand the inner desires of the Lord. Amrish Maharaj was meditating, was thinking, what are the desires of the Lord? And after understanding the desires of the Lord, he wanted to fulfill those desires. So Prahlad Maharaj's meditation was also of a similar nature. That is, how can the inner desires of the Lord be fulfilled? The inner desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Supreme Lord is that the living entities who are struggling in this mature world, some or the other be brought back to the platform of devotional service. Some or the other, the direction that the materialist is pursuing be changed. So this is the concern of the devotee. The devotee is not in any doubt that except for Krishna, except for surrender to Krishna, there is no other platform for having peace of mind or happiness. Just like in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the peace formula is given. Krishna explains the peace formula to be one in which one gives up the principle of sense gratification, in which one gives up his false ego, in which one understands that the Lord is the proprietor. So this platform of realizing peace has to be advocated. Peace cannot be realized by some political leaders getting together and drawing up some principles. Peace can only be realized if God or Krishna is made the center of one's life. So this is the business of this Krishna conscious movement. Prabhupada said that Lord Krishna has taken birth in this Krishna conscious movement in the Kali Yuga. Just like a child takes birth in the womb, the Lord Krishna has taken birth in the womb of this Krishna conscious movement. Now, this Krishna consciousness has to be broadcasted. This is a real concern. This is the real reason why we come to spiritual life. To give this Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious and give Krishna consciousness. But if unfortunately we use this facility of becoming Krishna conscious, to become lazy, complacent, to become more concerned about just eating, sleeping, then this Krishna consciousness will not be strong. If we want our Krishna consciousness to be strong, then the six principles which Rupa Goswami has advocated must always be there. And one of this is the principle of utsaha, enthusiasm. We have to be enthusiastic to serve Krishna. We should be enthusiastic to follow the instructions of the spiritual master. We should be enthusiastic to give our life to Krishna. We should not be enthusiastic about how we can facilitate abstaining from service to Krishna. We should not be enthusiastic in how we can make excuses. In the material world, everyone is trying to cheat the other person. Therefore, Bhakti Siddhanta Ji used to say, it's a world of the cheaters and the cheated. Everyone is trying to cheat the other person. But that is not the principle of spiritual life. The principle of certain spiritual life is that everything, my entire energy, 24 hours, has to be employed in the service of the Lord. Everything that I possess belongs to Krishna. The devotee is always thinking, I have been cheating Krishna for thousands of years. Dhruva Maharaj said that this principle of sense gratification means the principle of cheating. This is available even in hellish planets. So the devotee thinks, I have been cheating Krishna for thousands of years. But now, this one life, I can avoid cheating Krishna by trying to engage in the process of devotional service all the time. So this understanding must be there. Actually, we may think that we are cheating Krishna, but actually, as we said earlier, we're just cheating ourselves. Because Ishvara Sarvabhuta Nam Hirdesha Rajana Tishtati. Krishna is in everyone's heart. And being in everyone's heart, He is aware of anyone's genuine desires. You may be able to cheat the temple authorities, but you cannot cheat the Guru and Krishna. Krishna within the heart dictates to what extent is the disciple advancing. And what is the symptom of advancement? Just like the symptom of a diseased person's recovering is, he begins to get the taste. His temperature goes down. His bodily pains go down. He begins to feel more lively. He begins to be in the mood of getting back to normal duties. So similarly, the symptom of a spiritually developed person is, he's always anxious to serve Krishna. He's always anxious to understand the desire of the Lord and the spiritual master. And after understanding that desire, he doesn't become an expert in avoiding it, but he becomes an expert in fulfilling it. Just like when there's a big feast. No one needs to be told that there's a feast and you have everyone is just looking at the watch and seeing when can I run to get that, eat that prasadam. So the devotee is anxious to give everything to Krishna. And giving, what do we have to give? Actually, all the energy that we have is coming from Krishna in any case. What if we would have been born handicapped? This body that Krishna has given us, this energy, these hands, legs, mind, wealth, whatever, should all go back to Krishna. Because He is the only enjoyer. Isn't this what we preach? But if we are preaching this, then we also have to practice it. Otherwise, our position will be like that of the politicians. The politicians in India and all over the world, they will go out and give big, big talks. Garibi hatao, sacrifice for the poor, sacrifice for the poor. And they themselves are living in palaces and making crores. And publicly they're saying, Garibi hatao, remove poverty. So we have to practice what we preach. We are telling to others to surrender to Krishna. But before we tell others, we have to surrender ourselves. And what is surrender? Surrender means recognizing that 24 hours of our life belongs to Krishna. And if that is not manifested, if we are not engaging in devotional service 24 hours, then the mind will get directed into mundane prajalpa. As they say in the English language, an idol's brain is a devil's workshop. So when the brain is not being used in serving Krishna, when the brain is not being used in thinking how can the desires of the spiritual master and the supreme Lord be fulfilled, then the mind will be directed to mundane subject matters and into thinking of mundane affairs, sex life, and slowly the spiritual life will get weakened. Just like when somebody is sick, the doctor gives them a medicine, and if one doesn't take the medicine according to the doctor's direction, then one begins to become weak day by day. So we have to take this Krishna conscious medicine very seriously. Kunti Devi has prayed, now take the final drug of Krishna prema and become happy. So this Krishna prema, love of Krishna, has to be demonstrated. When Krishna says, Sarva Dharmam Paritajya, He doesn't mean just stop the worship of demigods and worship Me. That is only one of the meanings. But the complete meaning of that is give up everything, your body, mind, senses, and use it all in service to Me. So unfortunately, this is not being done. Unfortunately, we are witnessing that there are so many devotees who are pretending to be devotees, but they're not giving their body, mind, and senses completely for the pleasure of Krishna. They are trying to use these things for themselves. They're trying to use these facilities not completely for the pleasure of the spiritual master and Krishna. And this is actually a very, very unfortunate situation. So this situation must be rectified. and it must be rectified immediately, not by a slow process. The slow process has gone on. The process of loving, talking nicely has gone on for a long time. But unfortunately, many of us, in spite of being requested, are still not understanding what is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. So the devotee's anxiety should be to give everything for the pleasure of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada has emphasized that this is possible by preaching. So we should all be anxious to preach. Actually, I'm finding out day by day that it is so easy to preach in India. At one point, when Srila Prabhupada first started the movement in the West, I remember in Montreal, he used to say in the lectures, "Oh, in India there are millions and millions of devotees of our movement." So I could never understand, this was in 1968, how Prabhupada had just started this movement, but in India there are millions and millions of devotees. But I can see with the passage of time that there are millions of devotees in India. They are just waiting to be touched by a devotee of Krishna. And if they're just touched by a devotee, their life will change. They're just waiting for the sadhu come and touch. Just like within wood, there is fire. So similarly within every living entity, especially those born in Bharat Varsha, there is this fire of devotional service. It just has to be lit. And that has to be done by the expert devotee. So we have to go and light this fire of devotional service. I can just relate. During the last 3 or 4 days, I've been discovering how it would be, because Krishna conscious realization expands with the passage of time, how everyone in India is just waiting to associate with this ISKCON movement. Just like very often we see that our preachers, especially our life member preachers, they just stay behind. They just say they have no appointments, and their principle is work 3 hours a day and rest for 21 hours a day. But I can tell you how everywhere, even without a tie appointment, you can go and meet people. For example, 3 days ago, there was something wrong with my glasses. So I just stopped at an optician store on the way to fix my glasses up. And I just developed some friendship, started talking. And the man agreed to become a member right away. Yesterday, I went to a travel agency just to find out what the train timings were from Delhi to Allahabad. And then I saw the proprietor inside. So I just walked in. He turned out to be a super millionaire who wants to do a lot for our movement. And he had never been to our temple. So there's so many shops. There's so many offices. These are just some examples. There's so many people who are just waiting. Our life, all life members are complaining that our devotees never come. One of the common accusations against us is they take the check and they never come. There's so much opportunity to preach. We had the biggest preaching project in the whole movement to boast about. The moment you say you're from the Hare Krishna land, they say, "Oh, very nice, very nice, very nice temple, very nice." They have such nice memories of this temple. And there's no reason why we should not be out, every devotee out preaching. The book distributors should be out distributing books, just like this is the December marathon. In the December marathon, the whole world, the leaders around the world are going up for book distribution. We had talked about this 2 days ago. Marathon means where you reduce your eating, sleeping, and just increase your absorption. That is what it is, marathon. Just like in India and everywhere, when a student is studying, at the examination time, he goes on a marathon. He studies round the clock. He will even sleep less. I know in examination days, people even drink tea all night to stay awake to study and so on. It's a marathon effort. So this is the yearly marathon, which is being conducted by the whole society. And everyone is watching what the other person is doing. Everyone is seeing what effort is the other person making. And Prabhupada encouraged this transcendental marathon. Prabhupada encouraged this principle that the devotees absorb themselves in the principle of preaching. For example, in a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote about book distribution, he wrote this to me in 75, he said, "One thing I want is for the book sales to be organized there in India. There are many English books selling there on the market, and there are so many English publishing houses. Even the clerks, they can purchase a small book. We have so many small books. This kind of preaching work is very important. The people must be given some impression of our philosophy. So Prabhupada was very keen that people get impression about our philosophy. And impression about philosophy means giving them Srila Prabhupada's books. When you go to make a person a life member, you're giving him a book. When you go to on book distribution, you're also giving him a book. So our business is to give people the philosophy as explained by Prabhupada and the great acharyas. The entire disciplic succession, Vyasadev, more than great anxiety. How will the people in this age of Kali be saved? And then Vyasadev thought, I can save them by compiling the Vedic literature. Prabhupada was in great anxiety. How can the people in this age be saved? Because the Vedic scriptures by Vyasadeva were there. But in the present age of Kali, people needed further understanding. Just like in Satyayuga, everyone had this understanding of the Vedic message just on the basis of hearing. But as the spiritual environment declined, it became necessary for Vyasadeva to put these scriptures into writing. Previously, people would just hear once and they would remember it. Then Vyasadeva had to put it down in writing. But now again, with the advancement of the age of Kali, people cannot understand even the works of Vyasadeva. They're all giving their own interpretation to what Vyasadeva is saying. So therefore it became necessary for Srila Prabhupada to summarize the works of Vyasadeva in easy language. So what Srila Prabhupada has done, he has summarized what Vyasadeva wrote 5,000 years ago for a layman to also understand. Anyone who reads Prabhupada's books can see that Prabhupada has explained this philosophy in very simple language. Anyone can understand it. So now, it is the responsibility of these Krishna conscious devotees to give the works that Srila Prabhupada has done, make it available to everyone. So whether you're a life membership man or a book distributor, your anxiety should be, how can you give Srila Prabhupada's summary study of Vyasadeva's work for the benefit of humanity? Prabhupada used to say, when you go and preach, you'll just do a talk to a man for 2 or 3 minutes. But when you give him a book, that book can change his life at any moment. You never know when. There are thousands of instances how these books have changed the lives of people. In a letter that Prabhupada wrote to one devotee in 71, he said, this is the immediate important business, how to distribute these books all over the world. So, then again he said in a letter in 1970, I'm very glad to know that your sales of our literature and books are very good and improving more. It is natural that such distribution of literature should increase as the people hear more about Krishna consciousness. And in another letter in 1970, Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj used to say, don't worry about money. Do something nice for Krishna and money will come. So we have to do something nice for Krishna. Don't worry, you don't have appointments. Just be determined to do something nice for Krishna and Krishna will bring you to the right person. Just keep on meditating. How can I give my life more to Krishna? Don't meditate. How I can use this nice facility for my comfort? But if you are meditating, how can I give this nice facility back to Krishna? How can I give my life to Krishna? Then the results will be there. The devotee is not attached to his results, but at the same time, the results are in proportion to one's degree of surrender. Ye yatha mam prapadyante. This is the statement of the Bhagavad Gita. All of them, as it's surrendered unto me, I reward them accordingly. So based upon our surrender, Krishna is cooperating. So now, we are entering a very crucial stage in the yearly cycle. December is the month of the book marathon and January is the month of the life membership marathon. Now this marathon also doesn't mean that 1 month you don't do anything at all and the next month you make it up. No. Just like in order to be healthy, you have to eat every day. You don't say, oh, Thursday is a feast, so for 3 days I will fast. No. You have to eat every day. You have to sleep every day. Similarly, we have to be honest in our marathon efforts. That means only in that one month what is due, we multiply, we increase our efforts. So now, in this book marathon and in the life membership marathon, we should make a more intensive effort to get the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna. The mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna is not realized just by talking sweet words, but by seva. Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavatam that Krishna can be understood not just by chanting 16 rounds and coming to the temple program, but along with that you have to do seva. Then you can understand Krishna. Then you can understand how Krishna's energy is working. So we have to be practically engaged in our service with enthusiasm. Those who are on the book marathon must this month go out right after prasadam and stay out late. The temple prasadam arrangement will be such that even when they come back, they can get hot prasadam. So four parties are already on the road. And the fifth party, the party that's going to operate out of Bombay, is going to start from today. Devakinanda is going to lead it till the restaurant opens. And Devakinanda and all the other drama boys, anyone who's not absolutely essential for the maintenance of Hare Krishna land, should go out on this book marathon. And don't come back till at least 10 o'clock. Even in India, we are seeing record book distribution figures are being realized. Yesterday, Yasomati Nanda Prabhu called me after giving the score for yesterday for Gujarat. One party did 5,000 rupees in Baroda. And in Ahmedabad, Yasomati Nanda's wife, who has four children, and another woman went out and they did 2,000 rupees in books on the streets. And without a van also. So even in Delhi, all over, it's our experience all over the world that this book distribution can be done. It is just our desire. So every devotee should be spared, should be organized to go out. So right after prasadam, you all should go out. And those who are doing life membership, please get out after prasadam. Give your energy to Krishna. If you have no appointment, just knock office to office. Our devotees in the West, they are insulted, they are humiliated. Because in India, at least when they see a saffron cloth, they'll call you in and offer you a glass of water. But over there, they insult our devotees still. Our devotees go out from 10 in the morning till 8 or 9 in the night, every day of the year. Here we can walk around in chadars and kurtas, but in the West, you can't even get your cars started. In Canada, it is so cold that even the cars don't start for half an hour in the month of December. Still, these devotees go out in 10 inches of snow. So Krishna has given you all birth in a very comfortable place. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Save the conditioned souls. But this saving is not possible by just hearing a class. You have to translate this into action. We cannot be like the politicians who speak one thing and practice another thing. We're telling others, surrender to Krishna, give your money to Krishna, but we are not ready to give our own life to Krishna. Just wearing a saffron cloth doesn't mean that we have given our life to Krishna. Just putting a tilak or having a sikha doesn't mean we've given our life to Krishna. Giving our life to Krishna means manasadeha gaya yogichar mora arpalam tuya pade nanda kishora. My dear Lord, I'm placing everything at your lotus feet and use it as you see fit. So we have to do this. Please make a constant effort to flood this place with Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Srila Prabhupada worked so hard to compile these books in easy language for the people in this age to study, understand. We work so hard to attract people to the Hare Krishna land, but we all have to work to make his vision come true. Not just only one, two, three, four people work. Everyone who wants to stay in this temple must work. And if he cannot work, then he should be honest and say, I cannot work, so I'll go to another center. But if one is not dedicated to working, towards working to realize Srila Prabhupada's vision, then one is just a liability. So we should become assets for the spiritual master. We should become assets for the Supreme Lord and not just liabilities. The conditioned souls are a liability for Krishna because Krishna doesn't want them to remain in the material world, but they're rebelling. So we have to become an asset. If we love somebody, we want to help him. So if we love the spiritual master, if we love Krishna, we should respond to their desires. And that is we be engaged in devotional service. So in this month of the book marathon, please, every devotee, those who are, you can announce the names at prasadam time, Devakinanda, Arjun, all the drama boys, Damodar Pandit, who else? All the drama boys, Devakinanda, all of you should go out every day. In fact, the prasadam time can be made a little earlier for the marathon. And they should come back late in the night. Now that the moment it's 5 o'clock. In India, the traffic is there. The big advantage of India is every corner you have lakhs of people, not even thousands. In the West, you can drive for five hours without coming across one person. In Canada and Australia, you drive for 4 hours and there are no towns, not even one person you can talk to. But in India, you just walk 5 minutes and you meet somebody else. And this is the most respected movement in India today. But now we have to work towards keeping our faith, keep people's faith in our movement strong. That is, we should be ideal examples as devotees and be enthusiastic to save the conditioned souls. And the more enthusiastic we are, the greater will be our spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement doesn't depend how long one has been in the movement. Once somebody can surrender in one day, somebody may not surrender for 10 years. Spiritual surrender is based upon when you understand everything belongs to Krishna, everything should be used in His service, and you practically do it according to the directions of the bona fide authorities. If one is always trying to change up or take shortcuts from the instructions that one is getting, then there is no question of any spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement is on the basis of the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and Krishna always recognizes one's effort. So in this marathon, let's forget everything. Actually, even the life membership boys are frankly in a marathon because our scores, we cannot hide this, have been very low for the last 2 months. They've been deplorable. Even a small temple has been beating us out. So please take active part in this marathon. Please be absorbed like Prahlad Maharaj was in how these conditioned souls can be saved. And they can be saved if they're given Srila Prabhupada's books. So take an active part in this marathon and distribute Srila Prabhupada's mercy, and the result will be spiritual satisfaction. When spiritual satisfaction is there, then you'll be happy. Otherwise, there's no question of any happiness at all. Hare Krishna.